My next speaker is Dr. Melvin Graves. Dr. Melvin Graves, Truck, a.k.a. First of all, when Melvin Graves was received the advanced copy of the reunion program that we hear today, he immediately contacted Coach Maiden to ask him why the title doctor was not listed in front of his name. Coach Maiden assured him that it will be corrected when I introduce him. Known to his teammates as Truck, Melvin served as an outstanding starting first baseman from 1988 to 1990. As we traveled from state to state to play baseball, he was an amazing person, an amazing player. About a month ago, Melvin called Coach Maiden to ask, was it too late to purchase another ticket for the reunion? He said, I know this event is about you, Coach, but my mother knows you as well, and I want her to be here to share this moment. Now, Mama Graves, I want you to cover your ears, because I have to tell you a little story. Melvin was the only player Coach Maiden had to send off on the baseball field with a bar of soap in his mouth, because we had to bleep out everything that came out of his mouth. He had to be highly censored at that time. That was from Coach Maiden. Of course, that story is shared with love and laughter because beneath the colorful bleeps, he was a loyal teammate and a fierce competitor. Please join us in recognizing Dr. Melvin Truck Gray.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to really follow my 3-minute time frame that I was given and just want to give glory to Mr. Maiden and his family for having them be here with us today to celebrate and honor Coach Maiden. I'm going to just keep it real with everybody about this. Coach Maiden asked me to speak on reflections, and I just wanted to let everybody know how he's touched everyone in this room, and he's touched me especially close to my heart. I grew up an only child, so I kind of friend hard, loved hard, and had a love for baseball, as all the gentlemen in the room do today. When Maiden took us under his wings, there were a lot of things that we didn't realize that were occurring at the time. Many people have touched on all of them today. And so one of the things I just wanted to focus on was the mentorship portion that Coach Maiden gave us. We were 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old guys. Really didn't have a lot of concept of what mentorship was at the time. But one thing that I know that he touched me personally is how I can reflect from my profession, from my work and working with kids and having an understanding of what mentorship is. It all started with Coach Maiden, and I just wanted to tell him thank you for that. But another piece that was really, really important was the value of time. This man gave us so much time and dedication. The practices, the traveling. Everybody talks about the broken down yellow bus. We love that bus. We just didn't know it yet. We love that bus. It was so much happened on that bus. I was fortunate enough to be on that first team that traveled to Ohio. There are many things that he's not telling me. And we want to keep it that way. But one thing that really, really touched my heart was how he gave that value of time to us. We didn't really understand the purpose of time and how valuable it is as an adult, how valuable it is as a person. And so him sharing his time with us touched us all in a way that we'll never be able to repay you, Coach. We'll never be able to repay you, but your gratitude, your love for the game, it all instilled to us. There are things that we learned later on in life that all really started with a foundation with you. And you served as a father figure for me, and I want to let you know that I love you and I appreciate it. Thank you.